My guest at this time is Indiana Republican Congressman Todd Young. He represents the Hoosier State's 9th Congressional District, and his district in the southern part of Indiana was one of the hardest hit in several states as a result of those fierce tornadoes that devastated that part of the country late last week. He joins us now to give us his first-hand perspective on the devastation as well as the spirit of the people that he represents as they pick up the pieces and rebuild. And, sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
I know from your biography that you're not just an Indiana native. Your family goes several generations deep in Indiana, so this is a part of the state that's been very near and dear to your heart and your family for a very long time. What was it like for you to have to see this and to see what all these families have been through?
Representing a district this large, 20 counties across southern Indiana, just north of Louisville, south of Indianapolis to Orient, people. You get to develop a lot of close relationships with your constituents, get to know the people on a very personal basis, and it just tears at your heart to see this sort of damage. It was a half mile wide tornado that traveled 50 miles on the ground without interruption. So I had an opportunity on Saturday to go into the impacted area after the Friday evening event and fly over the impacted communities and survey the damage. And I had just never seen anything like that personally in my life. Landed in various places and talked to the local constituents. And make no bones about it, I mean, people are hurting. They're feeling for their neighbors who lost loved ones. 13 are dead. Several were injured. And then we have hundreds of businesses and homes that were lost. Many people didn't have any insurance. These are not wealthy people, and they're left sort of holding the bag here. But not once, not one time did I hear anyone feel sorry for themselves or indicate that, ask the question, why me? Instead, the question was always, how can I help? Who needs help? Where do I go to drop water or granola bars off, or maybe part with a little of my hard-earned money to help out the less fortunate. So that's why I say it's an uplifting experience, and we're going to get through this thing. And government has also is going to play some role, although so far it's been a secondary role to the citizen soldiers, if you will, who responded to this event.
What have been the first and initial priorities in picking up the pieces and rebuilding? Where did you focus your efforts as well as the local community leaders?
Well, initially you go through what is called the response phase, and that can last varying amounts of time, but it starts with search and rescue. So you try and get people who are unaccounted for accounted for and see that those who need hospitalization or other medical treatment receive it, just some basic things like that. Your first responders play a very important role in seeing that the landscape itself is secure. That means picking up down power lines, closing gas mains, and doing related tasks. All of those things were really concluding by midday Sunday, and we've transitioned very actively now into the recovery phase. So that's when people contact their insurance companies, they rebuild their lives, and we begin to assess how existing government resources might be given to people who qualify for them. So we're moving into that stage as well.
You mentioned some of the folks who were uninsured. Obviously, they're in a very difficult financial situation right now. What sort of assistance is available to them, if any?
Well, we're still waiting on whether or not the governor is going to ask for an emergency declaration from the federal level. He would have to make that request. He has declared some southern Indiana communities, counties, disaster areas for state certification purposes. That may make them eligible for some state-level assistance, those uninsured populations. At the federal level, should the governor request and the president grant that disaster certification, we'll just have to see what sort of resources might be available from FEMA. We know that the Small Business Administration offers loans to those who apply for them. So these are some of the things that my office, the representatives of our 9th District Congressional Office, will be plugging people into in coming days and weeks.
We're talking with Indiana Congressman Todd Young, and sir, I certainly don't want to inject politics into this discussion much because tornadoes obviously affect Republicans and Democrats alike, but you seemed to indicate a moment ago that the people, you know, picking themselves up by their bootstraps, helping their neighbors, is a preferable way to going about it than simply waiting for assistance from any government entity. Explain why you think that's the case and what seems to be most noticeable in that respect on the ground there.
Well, I one could certainly make that inference from my comment. I didn't directly say that it's a preferable way to have communities step up and help themselves as opposed to waiting for government, but let me directly make the case. I mean, I think that, you know, when you have tight-knit communities and you have people that have a personal connection, personal relationship with their neighbors, their family, or even an affinity towards strangers that they don't even know personally, but happen to live in the community next door, I think there are certain services that can be relied upon that maybe government doesn't offer. And those services, whether it's offering people housing or food or other things, are also provided with a certain amount of compassion that I think is unique to private virtue. You know, that said, I am certainly not arguing here, since you asked the question, that government doesn't or shouldn't play a role. Government plays a very important role. And it's our job here as a congressional office to see that whatever services and funds people might be eligible for, that we channel them to those resources so they can put their lives back together.
Last question before we let you go, sir. What ways can our listeners help if they wish to do so, whether it's with organizations that are working in the area or offering their prayers?
For those who are internet savvy, they can get online and go to clarkredcross.org. Again, that's clarkredcross.org, clarkredcross.org. Or if they'd like to volunteer, as opposed to just sending assistance in, they can call the following number, 502-599-8593. Again, 502-599-8593. Lots of people are contacting both of these places, so if you don't get through your first opportunity, please try again.
Well, certainly the community spirit that's been evident there literally from the moment the storm passed through is certainly inspiring to all of us, and we certainly hope that that persists as this long rebuilding process continues.
Well, I certainly appreciate this opportunity, and I'd say if people want to be updated periodically as to the progress of this relief effort and how they might assist, they can also visit our website at toddyoung.house.gov.
ToddYoung.house.gov is the website, and he mentioned ClarkRedCross.org as well as the phone number for those who would like to volunteer. Sir, thank you very much for taking your time to be with us today.
Thanks so much.
Indiana Republican Congressman Todd Young represents his state's 9th district, hit very hard by the storms late last week. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.